This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, here in this country, there is good news and bad news on the housing front this morning. New home construction fell last month, but building permits, which are an indication of future construction, were actually at their highest level in 4 years. That mixed bag is why the word recovery is still probably too strong a word for the housing market, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
A recent survey of home builders found them slightly more optimistic about the housing market. David Crow is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders.
We expect to see continued improvement. It won't be fast, it won't be furious, but it will be steady.
Still, Crow says one obstacle home builders face is
stiff competition from foreclosed homes, and some of them at very distressed prices.
On the positive side for consumers, house prices have fallen and mortgage rates are low. But housing market consultant Tom Lawler says prospective borrowers still have a hard time getting a mortgage.
Conditions are a lot tighter than several years ago. They're not as much tighter as, say, the early 90s, but they are still tighter.
Even with tighter loan requirements, there are pockets of growth, especially in the middle of the country. But economist Crow says traditionally strong housing markets, like Atlanta, Phoenix, and Southern California, have yet to bounce back. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.